Nothing worse, is there? 2 a.m. in the morning. It's dark. And you wake up to the sound of the mozzie. What do you do? Well, you've got to be very, very, very careful. Very careful. The story says get ready to get reacquainted with that annoying buzzing sound at night and the fruitless efforts to bat the damn thing away. You get up, you turn the light on, you get the pillow, you chase it around the room, you wait until it's landed, you throw the pillow at it, and you miss. Or you get it and you see, oh no, there's blood on the ceiling. So you know you've got to get the blood off the ceiling, because if it dries, it's harder to get off. So come 2 a.m, you're in the kitchen getting something to get the, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yep. Well, apparently naninias bring many things: rain, cooler temperatures, more cyclones. They also bring mosquitoes, and plenty of them. I thought we'd have a chat this afternoon about all things mosquitoes and the problems that mosquitoes bring with Professor Cameron Webb from the University of Sydney. Professor, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Brent, happy to talk mosquitoes with you.
All things mozzies. I wanted to ask you, this is my first question, okay? You ready?
Fire away.
What is the question that you get asked the most when people like me talk to you?
By far and away, the most common question is people wanting to know why mosquitoes bite them more than their friends and family. And everybody sort of feels like they're a mosquito magnet, and so they're always looking for reasons why they're targeted by these little pesky bloodsuckers more than others. And the reason comes down to a couple of things. Mosquitoes are attracted to us because of the carbon dioxide we breathe out. They're attracted to our breath. They're attracted because of our warm bodies, but it's particularly the smell of our skin. And so the smells produced by bacteria and chemical on our skin, that can be a real turn-on for mosquitoes and really prompts them to bite somebody more than somebody else.
Does that mean you need to shower more?
I'm not sure whether it really implies that somebody is showering less or attracted to mosquitoes. I think it's something that's sort of built in. Some of my colleagues overseas have done some studies to suggest that we actually inherit this attractiveness to mosquitoes from our parents. There's a genetic link there. And we also know that nothing that you eat or drink will really stop mosquitoes biting you. So it's certainly something which is unfortunately intrinsically part of ourselves that means that we're more likely to get bitten by mosquitoes.
So it's an old wives' tale that if you take doses of vitamin B, that will keep mosquitoes at bay.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. And this has actually been tested by some researchers in the US. And they found that it doesn't make any difference to the amount of mosquitoes that are biting you. So, and I also think that we hate putting on mosquito repellent every summer. If there was a tablet or a pill that we could take to get mosquitoes away, our shelves would be full of them. So unfortunately, there's no scientific evidence that anything that we can eat or drink will stop mosquitoes biting us.
Is there research underway to find this magic pill?
Look, a lot of people suggest it, but there really is probably unlikely to be a silver bullet here in the form of a pill that we can take to keep mosquitoes away. And one of the problems is that mosquitoes are an incredibly diverse range of insects. Even here in Australia, we've got more than 300 different types of mosquitoes, and they all have different tastes. So when I'm out studying mosquitoes in the environment, I know that some mozzies like to bite kangaroos, some like to bite cows, some like to bite birds, some even like to bite frogs. And so we might be able to stop one mosquito biting us, but not them all. So unfortunately, we need to rely on insect repellents to keep mosquitoes away primarily. And we're sort of lucky that there's plenty of safe and effective products we can get from our supermarket or pharmacy that can keep them away.
Cameron, why do some people, like myself, Bree, who's working with me this afternoon, she's the same. Why do some people that get bitten by mosquitoes, it's hell. You scratch, it comes up in a big red welt. Whereas for others, it's just a bite and it goes away relatively quickly.
The secret is in mozzie spit. And so when a mosquito bites you, before she starts sucking your blood, she spits into you to get the blood flowing, makes it a bit easier. And unfortunately, in the same way that everybody varies in their reactions to food and chemical allergens, it's the same with mozzie spit. So for you and your friends that react really badly, you're a bit more sensitive to that mozzie spit than others. So somebody like me who's been working with mosquitoes and getting regularly bitten for over 25 years now, I don't react too badly. But for some people I know, they react really badly and it can cause some serious reactions. And of course, we see this in young children. So you do tend to sort of build up a bit of immunity to mosquito bites. But for young children in particular, they can really react very badly to mozzie bites. And so that's when we've got to reach for the cool pack to reduce the swelling, some of the anti-itch cream to stop us scratching the bites. And if it's really severe, talk to your pharmacist or your doctor. Maybe there are some other medications you can use to alleviate that reaction as well.
Let's talk, if we can, about Ross River fever and is it Barmer forest viruses. Is it right that you can be suffering from Ross River fever for a long time and not know that you actually have Ross River fever?
Yeah, so Ross River virus is the mosquito-borne virus that causes most disease in Australia because of mosquito bites. So we get about 5,000 cases every year across the country. We're lucky that it's not fatal, but it can be severely debilitating. So you get symptoms like fever, rash, joint pain and fatigue. For some people, you've got a really mild illness, but for others, it can be severely debilitating. And the only way that you'll really know that you're infected with the virus is through a blood test from your local GP. So for many people with a mild case of illness, they may never know that they've actually been infected.
Are there places around Australia, we're talking to New South Wales and Southern Queensland this afternoon on the show, so are there places around New South Wales and I suppose Southern Queensland that are prone to have mosquitoes that if they bite you, they will give you Ross River fever?
No, it's one of the misconceptions that, Ross River virus risk is greatest in northern parts of Australia. In many parts of Australia, we see it every year. So there should be, people should be mindful that when they're out and about, mosquitoes are more than just a nuisance. There's always the potential that there's transmission of some of these pathogens that can make a sick like Ross River virus. The risk is certainly much greater once you get out of our cities, where you've got a combination of wetlands, lots of mosquitoes, and the wildlife that might carry something like Ross River virus. But even at the fringes of our major metropolitan areas, people should be mindful to avoid mosquito bites.
Fact or fiction, mosquitoes are worse at sunrise and sunset.
Yeah, they certainly are. That's true. So mosquitoes do tend to come out much more commonly at dusk. It's getting a bit cooler. People are out and about, and so mosquitoes will certainly be much more active. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to be out during the day. So when mosquitoes are very abundant, you'll certainly find them in shaded forest areas, particularly near wetlands and bushland areas. So you shouldn't assume that mosquitoes aren't around in the middle of the day.
Do fans work because they generate the breeze so that keeps mosquitoes away?
Yeah, fans can be a great trick to keep mosquitoes from bothering you in the evening. So that mosquito that's buzzing around, creating a buzz in your ear can be just as disruptive as a biting one. But we do know if you operate oscillating fans or maybe a ceiling fan, moves the air around and makes it a bit more difficult for the mozzie to fly. It sort of disperses all those smells of your skin, and maybe that's a good way, a chemical-free way, to stop mosquitoes bothering you at home.
Why do those coils or the candles that you have, or there's an oil now that a company puts out that sponsors our program here, Stiff Store and Sorry, they put out an oil that melts in, I suppose, an oil burner. Why do those type of things work?
So there's a lot of chemicals that can be used either as a repellent on your skin or used in devices that are burning. And what they either do is create a smell that discourages the mosquitoes from biting you. It sort of masks the smell of the people who might be nearby. And in some instances, it actually will kill the mosquitoes that are flying around. And obviously, they're going to be a bit more effective in reducing the mosquito bite. So if you're choosing a product like that might be found in a mosquito coil, for instance, it's much more effective to use a product that kills the mosquito rather than just sort of keeps it away.
Do those products that you can buy that give off the blue light that say they'll cover your backyard and keep mozzies at bay, do they work?
Look, unfortunately, they're not very effective at collecting mosquitoes. They will collect a whole range of different flying insects, so flies and beetles and bees and things like that. But generally speaking, they're not great at collecting mosquitoes. So the types of devices, even though they may help a little bit, they should always be used in combination with some of these other techniques like using insect repellent.
Why is La Nina, a period of La Nina, worse for mosquitoes? In other words, we have more mosquitoes when we have a La Nina.
Yeah, so one of the things about a La Nina conditions, the prevailing weather conditions that the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting for us in the months ahead, is that it brings extra water to us. So we're more likely to get a wet spring and wet summer. And mosquitoes love warmth, but they particularly love water. That's because their life cycle requires water to be filling up ponds and pools and buckets in our backyards. The more water that's about, the more opportunities there are for mosquitoes. And so you might remember last summer, it was really hot and dry. In some cases, there weren't many mosquitoes around. But with the more water about, we should be planning to avoid those mosquito bites in the months ahead.
If you live on a property that has lots of trees around you, will you have more mosquitoes than if you live in a property that doesn't have trees?
Yeah, trees and other sort of vegetation in the backyard creates kind of warm, humid conditions for mosquitoes. They will tend to hang around. The most important thing if you want to stop mosquitoes in your backyard is not so much about the trees, but also reducing the opportunities for that water in the backyard. So clean out your gutters and drains, make sure your rainwater tank is screened, but also pick up all those bits of rubbish and things around the backyard that might be trapping water after rain. If you've got something like a bird bath or you like to leave water out for your pets or for wildlife, just make sure you change the water once a week and that will reduce the opportunities for mosquitoes.
What are the symptoms of Ross River fever that people should look for?
So if you suspect that there might be a concern, you've been exposed to something like Ross River virus, and you're looking for symptoms like fever, rash, joint pain and fatigue, they're pretty mild symptoms sometimes. It might feel like you've got a bit like the flu. The best thing to do is go along and see your local GP, explain the situation, and they can arrange for you to have a blood test and confirm possible infection.
I think you said that before, but I wanted to harp on that because I think it's really important because there are people out there that have Ross River fever and don't know they've got it.
That's really important point to make, Brendan. I think that the important thing here is that you don't know for sure that you're suffering from one of these illnesses based on the symptoms alone. Always go along and see your GP. They can give you the best advice.
Cameron, is there a part of your body that mosquitoes are prone to biting more?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So some mosquitoes like to bite in different parts of people's bodies. And, you know, most of the mosquitoes in Australia that are biting us, they'll hone in on any exposed areas of skin. But famously, there are some mosquitoes that love to bite around the ankles and feet. And scientists have found this out because they find that mosquitoes are attracted to a cheese called Limburger cheese. And I don't know if you or any of your listeners are familiar with that cheese. It has a terrible smell. And the bacteria that gives the cheese the smell is closely related to the bacteria that's found between the toes of our feet. And so it's that smelly skin that really attracts mosquitoes and maybe the smelly bacteria in certain parts of our body that really turn on some mosquito species.
My last question is, I have to go to the news, and I thank you for your time this afternoon. It's been a treat talking to you. Can mozzies carry COVID-19?
No, they can't. And so that's some good news, I guess. Mosquitoes are really great at transmitting very specific viruses, like Ross River virus or something like, say, dengue virus. But when it comes to these other viruses that make us sick, things like COVID or influenza virus, they can't. Mosquitoes aren't a flying, dirty, syringe-transferring droplets of blood. They need to be infected first before they can infect others. And the mosquitoes themselves are only infected by these specific mosquito-borne viruses.
Professor Cameron Webb, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your time. You've been generous and you've been very knowledgeable and answered all our questions. So thanks again, Cameron.
No problem. I hope you're not too itchy. Thanks, Brent.
Okay, bye-bye. I hope I'm not too itchy. Professor Cameron Webb. Let's go to the newsroom now for a quick news update on the Super Radio Network.